USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mexico's president says President Biden will visit the country in January. Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador says Biden will visit Mexico City in early January as part of a North American Leaders Summit previously scheduled for December, which will include Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. American households are feeling the squeeze from rising prices. A Moody's Analytics report of October data shows the average household is spending $433 more a month to buy the same goods and services it did a year ago. That figure is down slightly from the $445 figure reported in September. Consumer prices jumped 7.5% in October from the year before. New details are coming out about the overnight Walmart manager who murdered six people earlier this week.
The man accused of killing six of his co-workers at a Virginia Walmart before turning the gun on himself wrote, "Bullying is why he opened fire on his colleagues." It's being reported by Virginia TV stations. The suspect left a message on his cell phone. The note said he was upset about a recent change in his employment status at Walmart and claimed his co-workers were harassing him about it. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The National Retail Federation says more than 166 million Americans will shop Thanksgiving Day through Cyber Monday. Steve Sadoff is a former chairman of the National Retail Federation. He tells CNN people's shopping habits are changing.
During the pandemic, it was all about online. Online went from about 11% of commerce to 19% of commerce. What's happening now is people are going back to the store, so that 19% is staying at 19%.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
It was very easy to use. The login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Democrats are hoping to pass a government funding bill before Republicans take the majority in the House in January. New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis calls on all congressional Republicans to stand against that bill.
It really comes down to the Senate Republicans sticking with us, that we only get an extension of the current funding levels until the new year when Republicans take control of the House so we have a seat at the table. We also want to use our leverage, by the way, to push President Biden to secure the borders.
Democrats are warning that Republicans will threaten to shut down the government if they don't get what they want in the funding bill. Students at the University of Idaho can now attend classes remotely as the murder of four students a few weeks ago remains unsolved by police. The announcement was made in a video posted on Thanksgiving by University of Idaho President Scott Green, who said they are asking faculty to meet the individual needs of each student.
Whatever you are experiencing, it is appropriate. It will look and feel different for everyone, and that is okay.
A vintage cassette tape of Paul McCartney and John Lennon is back at a Texas library 40 years after somebody checked it out. The 30-minute tape features the two musicians discussing how the Beatles got their start in the late 1950s. Fortunately, the San Antonio Public Library system had eliminated all late fees before the long-missing tape was returned. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.